King Dwarka, Krishna saw Shala's aircraft and the decimation of his own army. And he appointed a special guard for Rukmini, his other queens, inside the palace. The killing of Kans, the wrestlers, the consolation of Kansa's grieving wives, flying the emblem of Garuda, the younger brother of Arun, on his flag. Shava threw his spear. I will kill Chanur. Krishna approached that massive wrestler, seizing each other's hands, and the aircraft of the demon king Shava appeared like the sky. Krishna's arrows are compared to sun rays in terms of their being countless and creating unbearably scorching heat. Krishna's fists, knees against knees, heads against heads, and chest against chest. Krishna made a fist with all the fingers except his famous charanga bow. It appears astonishing that Krishna's bow fell from his hands, since Krishna's arm has unlimited strength. Everyone cried out, "It's usually done with open hands." Nevertheless, just as Krishna invented new ways of playing on the... Snatched Rukmini. Shishupal's your own cousin. And then you later murdered him in the sacred assembly while he was inattentive. Krishna also fought in this novel way with great skill. Though Chanur experienced great... Invincible. I will kill you now if you dare stand before me. Oh, fool, I will send you to death. Saraswati, according to the inspiration of Bharati, or Saraswati, the goddess of learning. Another idea, using the same Sanskrit words of the demon king Shala, he was saying, because there is no confusion for you, you took Lakshmi, who is actually your rightful wife, while we and our friend Shishupal, your paternal cousin, were completely ignored by you. With my sharp arrows, I will make you lead me to liberation. In other words, I will attain you, my lord, who gives liberation, and I will never...
...opponent and picking him up from the ground. They would lift the opponent with one's hand and carry him around.
...standing near you. Real heroes do not talk much, but rather show their prowess in action. Heroes don't talk, but they act, and their actions speak.
Sometimes they would fix themselves firmly on the ground so that the opponent could not move them, thus attacking one another.
Me. And she's crying. And she said, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabahu, Pitate, Pitravatsala, Bandva, Panita, Shalvena.
It appeared that way to the spectators. The women in the audience discussed the unfairness of the matter.
Shalva has seized your father Vasudeva and taken him away as a butcher leads an animal to slaughter. When he heard this disturbing news,
their compassion was a symptom of their natural affection for Krishna. Because of that Vatsalya Bhava,
your demon can defeat him. So how could this insignificant Shalva defeat Balaram and abduct my father Vasudeva? Indeed, fate is all-powerful. And then suddenly, after Govinda said this...
10 verses. If the king sees a fight between young boys and strong adults, he should stop it.
And for whose sake you are living in this world, I shall now kill your father Vasudeva right before your eyes. Save him if you can, you weakling. After mocking Krishna this way,
what comparison can there be made between these two professional wrestlers with thunderbolt limbs and mountain-like bodies?
Overcome with the sentiments of an ordinary human in response. However, due to his immense powers of perception, Krishna concluded that Shalva was using a demoniac illusion to create
their fingers. Certainly there is irreligion in this assembly. So no one should stay here. We should immediately
know the story presented by others.
Now Shukadev Goswami refutes this by establishing the story in a different way. Some sages who lack proper discrimination, we have committed offense by coming here. If someone knows that there is injustice in an Sri Krishna did not go to participate in the Rajasuya sacrifice in the company of Balaram, since it was previously stated that Krishna left Balaram there. Now, Shukadeva, I don't know, even though one does in fact know. In any of these cases, he will certainly incur sin. Therefore, for Krishna to experience bewilderment on account of the illusory magic of Shalva. So this is the real story. Shukadeva is narrating, not this one that's propagated by some. With worldly activities, but not for the wise person who is indifferent to such. If it was impossible for Krishna to be afraid of Shalva, then how did Krishna's Sharanga bow fall from his hands, which was apparently caused by Shalva's magic? Assembly, wise men like Bhishma, who were concerned with worldly affairs, simply stood silently. The emotions of Krishna described here in the Bhagavatam, I mean the emotions described by the other story, not Shukadev, are possible in people religious duty. Thus all the wise persons in the wrestling arena were afraid of Kamsa, because they transcendental lamentation, other such spiritual emotions, are possible in those who have perfect awareness of the world beyond illusion. This idea applies to the devotee. Do not appear to be fatigued from all this strenuous wrestling. Clearly seen in Krishna's Damodar Leela, wherein Sri Krishna cried in fear of Mother Yashoda's stick, and in the preliminary loving attraction, Purva Rag of the gopis during Ras Leela. Regarding fear, the particular fear which caused Krishna to run away from Kalyavana when he was attacking Mathura city along with Shishupal should be understood as distinct from the fear arising out of ignorance and transcendental fear. The impossibility of Krishna's being fooled by Shalva's tricks is further explained in text 32, which states that Krishna's devotees can never be bewildered, so what to speak of Lord Krishna himself? And its beauty enhanced by laughter and absorption in the fight. Now the wives of the yogic brahmanas is the goal of all saintly devotees who remove the endless delusion of being happy or sad by knowledge of the Lord, nourished by service to his lotus feet. Torment of not having Krishna's association. Becoming intolerant of the unjust behavior of. How could any type of illusion possibly affect the Supreme Personality of Godhead at any time? Therefore, these statements are not true, and the story was Krishna in what they consider an unfair wrestling match. Thus they praise Braj and its inhabitants. Opinion of others, Shukadev continues the story. Krishna broke Shalva's aircraft with his club, text 33. Shattered into thousands of pieces by Krishna's club. People cannot understand the human-like form that Krishna displays in Braj. Krishna wanders around, engaging in taking his Sudarshan disc, Lord Hari cut off that magician's head. And Shalva's followers cried out, alas, alas. The celestials resounded because we simply persecute him like this. And these people are simply watching Krishna. After performing the last rites for his friends like Shishupal, Dantavakra took revenge by angrily attacking Krishna. Chapter 78. Killing of Dantavakra, Vidurat. Anyone who has accumulated heaps of pious activity, can be born in the land of Braj.
And Shishupal, Shalva and Pondraka all went on to the next world. Now another friend of Shishupal, Dantavakra,
mentioned, then please tell us what austerities the Brajagopis performed. We will perform the same austerities.
Eat their death rites by killing Krishna to avenge for their death. Seeing his opponent on foot, Krishna dismounted his chariot. Raising his club, Dantavakra
drink the nectar of Krishna's beauty, while we at this arena drink the poison of his injuries. We see
being freed of false pride, because the word is Durma. Dantavakra spoke to Mukunda, how had come in his third lifetime to give him liberation.
We should not say that Krishna is most excellent because of his superior beauty. Rather, the essence of all beauty is his very
master who gives liberation. This is very auspicious. This is very auspicious. Bhadram, Bhadram.
Krishna's form is being exhibited on the earth, which is inferior to his own spiritual realm.
And be killed by the Lord and Satyuga, Tretyuga, and Dwapara. And Satyuga, Jaya and Vijaya came as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, and Varaha and Sringadeva vanquished them. And in Tretyuga, Jaya and Vijaya came as Kumbhakarna and Ravana.
Which means there is no beauty equal to Krishna's, what to speak of any greater beauty. But then, from
sometimes it's said that Jaya and Vijaya come in Gaurlila as Jagai and Madhai. Krishna was a maternal cousin of Dantavakra. How so?
He is self-perfect. Such beauty is eternally innate in Krishna.
You have now appeared as my cousin. Nevertheless, it is proper that you desire to kill me, you who am envious of my own cousin. Taking another meaning
after some time, and the gopis, the ladies reply, no, Krishna's form becomes
entertain you by going back home, back to Godhead. I describing your club to attract the common people. However, the real power of your club is not an
So, if this is the case, then the women of all other lands should go
out of affection for my friends like Pondraka and Shishupal. I will free myself of my debt to them by liberating them through knowledge of you. According to my...
Granted, Krishna's beauty is super excellent, is his super excellent quality.
Deyacharam. As super soul, you are the supreme object of meditation, Vyadim, which is Vishnu's variation of text 6.
The ladies of Mathura counter this objection by saying, Ekantadam, in this verse.
An inch from his place. He took his komodaki and smashed Dantavakra in the middle of the chest, who fell lifeless to the ground.
Sparkle reservoir of all the six opulences, beginning with fame, yashasa, beauty, shri.
Sudarshan to immediately cut off his head. After killing these demons, Krishna returned to his capital in Dwarka. Surrounded by the Vishnis, there was lots of music and celebration.
The gopis were not stopped from drinking the nectar of Krishna's sweetness. While milking the cows and other children,
Jagat Ishvara, Yate Pashu Dristinam, Nirjito Jayat Ittisa. He is the Lord of the universe, never victorious. Only the
name, form, and qualities, and have visions of Krishna. In this way, the coward
contained in Uttarakanda of Padma Puran. Padma Puran is saying that upon hearing that Shishupal had been killed,
Dantavakra attacked Mathura to exalted personalities like Brahma keep Krishna in their minds. Krishna himself.
Krishna beat Dantavakra with his club until he fell lifeless to the ground, all his limbs smashed like a mountain shattered by a lightning bolt. Dantavakra received an eternal spirit blissfully.
Urukram Chityana. This shows the supremacy of the gopi's good fortune. When Krishna goes to the
joy, thus Jai and Vijay, on the pretext of Kumara's curse, appear three times on earth to facilitate Krishna's pastimes. Padma Puran indicates that Krishna heard from Narada, who travels as swiftly as the mind, that Dantavakra had gone to Mathura. Therefore, immediately after killing
they are suffering due to separation, Krishna mercifully glances upon them to fulfill their desires. This is the fortune of the women of Braj. Though the ladies of Mathura in the wrestling arena were talking among themselves.
And today, by the gate of Mathura facing the direction of Dwarka, there is a village known in the local language as Dattiha, which means Dantavakraha.
To kill Chanura, in order to keep these ladies, who were very much attached to him, from suffering.
The Padma Puran goes on to explain that after killing the wicked demon Vidurat, Krishna crossed the Yamuna and went to Nanda Braj, where he greeted and consoled his aggrieved parents, Nanda Baba and Yashoda. Nanda and Yashoda drenched Krishna with tears and embraced him. Krishna returned their love by offering obeisances. Keshava sported continuously with the Brajagopis on the beautiful bank of the Kalindi, embellished with auspicious trees, dressed as a coward boy. Krishna stayed for 2 months, immersed in deep love, enjoying various pastimes. Afterwards, Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men, with their wives and children, all in their transcendental forms, boarded us.
And thus they felt remorse. The suggestion is that this ignorance of their son's powers was temporary.
Bestowing on Nanda Gopa and all the Brijvasis his own transcendental abode, which is free of all disease, returned to Dwarka as the demigods in the sky. Charm of the story. Rupa Goswami
blows crushing like lightning bolts. Chanura struck Krishna on the chest with clenched fists.
Krishna Bhaktas. At this time, it was these demigod expansions that Krishna set off to Vaikuntha. Sri Krishna is first perpetually enjoying pastimes in Vrindavan with
his clothes, hair, and garlands scattering. The wrestler fell down dead like a huge column.
Self-same bodies during Ram's appearance. Similarly, in Dwarapara Yuga, during Krishna's appearance, those living in Braj went in their self-same bodies to the spirit.
Down dead on the earth. Balaram also crushed him with his embrace and uttered foul words.
Yayambu jaksha pasasara bhavavan karun madun bhata surid tidrikshaya tratarbada
shala toshala. And Balaram nonchalantly killed Kuta with a blow from his.
Every moment of your absence for us queens in Vrindavan seems like a million years. This first 11th, 9th verse indicates that even when Krishna was living in Dwarka, he
actually finished in the same way, and the remaining wrestlers ran away in fear. Then Krishna called the coward boys who
quit and relatives ever since Balaram had gone to Braj. But his mother Devaki and Vasudev and elders in Dwarka like Ugrasen, Akura, Uddhav, etc.
And the audience clapped and rejoiced in ecstasy. And the Brahmins exclaimed, excellent, excellent, very good, very good.
No one could object to Krishna's going from Dwarka to Mathura without coming in directly to Dwarka. After killing Dantavakra, Krishna would have the opportunity to.
But the worst of the Brahmins, were Kamsa's low-class priests, they were seriously grieving. Oh, what misfortune. What is it?
Before he left to Mathura to kill Kamsa. After 2 months, Krishna withdrew his Vraja pastimes from mundane eyes by taking the demigod
Hare Krishna's victory to stop. Then he commanded, drive these wicked sons of Vasudeva out of Mathura.
He remained perpetually enjoying in Braj, while invisible to the material eyes, a Prakriti Leela. And yet, in another plenary manifestation, Krishna went alone on his chariot.
Give these two boys of unattainable qualities the best position in the city. Protect Krishna, the treasure of the coward men.
Self-same bodies also caused the residents of Dwarka to attain such inauspicious condition in the course of his Moshala Leela. Understanding that this would upset
with him. And Kansa went on, kill that most evil Vasudev, and kill my father Ugrasen, along with his...
Seeing the verb Vivesha entered in text 15, which means Krishna finally entered Dwarka with his associates at their...
Be taken in opposite meaning. Everyone here should take shelter of Vasudev, who has unfathomable intelligence.
Ended. The account as given in Padma Puran should be accepted as true by all. Vaishnav Toshani Snan Goswami's Tika in 10th canto gives the following.
While Kamsa was raving so audaciously, Krishna became extremely angry.
Rajagopis. Then from Kurukshetra he went to the Rajasuya assembly in Indraprastha to observe the Rajasuya Yajna of Maharaj Yudhisthira. Then there was a gambling
power of discrimination when he is intensely angry. Krishna jumped up so quickly on the royal dais that no one even...
Then Shalvan Dantavraka were killed. And then finally Krishna visited Vrindavan and wound up his Vrindavan pastimes. Hearing that the Kurus, led by Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, were preparing war with the Pandavas, Lord Balaram decided to go on yatra. Krishna killed all the wicked.
But Krishna powerfully seized a demon, like Tarksha might capture a snake.
And Yudhisthira, they will both invite me to their side. So he would be, he couldn't know which one to choose. So he left on the pretext of visiting.
Then Krishna threw himself upon the fallen body of Kamsa so that his own body would not be injured by hitting the...
Forming a big yajna presided on by Ramaharshan, disciple of Vyasadeva. Balaram was properly worshipped by everyone
who... ...of the universe. Vishwashraya, which was burdened by Kamsa. As a lion,
a member of a lower caste, Sutas, was sitting above all the Brahmins because of his arrogance. Lord Balaram said, because this fool, born from an
And everyone cried out, oh, oh. The spectators thought that Kamsa had
continued. Although Ramaharshan is Vyasa's disciple and very learned, he has not realized anything he studied. Perhaps he is doing so out of ignorance. No, that cannot.
So just to convince everyone and make them realize that Kamsa was indeed dead, Krishna dragged
to Balaram, say, Ramaharshan may offend the Brahmanas, but how can you, who are supposed to be without anger and pride, kill him? Balaram answers,
because although Kamsa was such a great warrior, he was killed with such disdain.
Krishna's death was destined and inevitable. Krishna killed him with a mere piece of kusa grass. All the sages, seeing that
Mathura had been contemptuously killed by Krishna. Although born of fear,
a religious act. One can ask a hypothetical question.
How can the killing of an irreligious son born of an improperly mixed marriage, a Kshatriya father and Brahmin mother, be irreligious?
Breathing. Eradicated all his offenses, and therefore the demon got liberation.
Balaram, although you are omniscient, you have acted like an ignorant man and unknowingly killed a Brahmin. Of course, for you there is no
to the elder brother and avenge his death.
Balaram killed them all for killing this Brahmin. Then the common people will be benefited, nothing more, since you are not motivated by anyone other than yourself. Balaram replied to the Brahmin,
Karananath Vatsala, Tvaya Hatena Nihata, Bayam Te Sa Griha Praja.
Promise. Tell me how I may make whatever you have spoken come true. Simply ask and I will give Rama Harshan long life, strength and sharpness of the senses.
By your being slain, we have also been slain together with your household and offspring.
Harshan's son became the Puranic speaker here at this yajna. Balaram was saying, therefore Rama Harshan's son represents the father. His son is named Ugra Shrava. He will recite the Puranas.
They're speaking. Along with our houses and offspring, we have all now been killed along with you.
Taking compassion on the form of his son, Rama Harshan's long life and energy are assured, and your promise will remain intact. First, I will give you some gift. I will give some gift to the wise
and arrange for the funeral rites to be performed. Krishna and Balaram released their mother and father from bondage and offered.
On every Amavasya, a demon contaminates our sacrifice, pouring down pus and blood and urine and wine, meat. So to counteract this demon,
to be the lords of the universe, Vasudeva and Devaki did not embrace them, but simply stood there with folded hands.
Thus it will be purified. Bhagavad Lila, Chapter 80. Sudama Brahman visits Krishna in Dwarka. Vishnu comments, one who experiences the taste of hearing about Krishna's fascinating pastimes automatically becomes disgusted with the inferior taste of material pleasure.